All sorts of industries are bracing for change as the Trump administration ends and the Biden administration begins. The electric vehicle industry is one of them, hoping that Biden follows through on promises of new rebates to buy EVs and a dramatic expansion of charging stations. To make sure that happens, EV companies, including Rivian and Tesla, have formed a new lobbying and advocacy group called the Zero Emission Transportation Association, or ZETA. ZETA's executive director, Joe Britton, tells Ryan Denham what they hope to accomplish together and couldn't by themselves.
When you're trying to, you know, get the public sector to invest in something, you really need to make a public interest case for it. And so that's really what our goal is. We're actually formed as a 501c4 public interest nonprofit. And so our goal is that every vehicle sold by 2030 is an EV. And again, for us, that's not a ZEV mandate. It's not a gas-powered car ban, but really putting in place the policies to help us get there, which is, you know, support and incentives for consumers, building the domestic manufacturing that we need, deploying charging infrastructure, and making sure that there's ubiquitous opportunities for folks to, you know, drive EVs and get to where they need to go, and, you know, and kind of assuage any range anxiety that may be out there. There's a host of benefits here that we think are a compelling message for policymakers and serving the public interest.
My understanding is the Trump administration was not especially friendly to your industry. It rejected new tax credits for EVs, proposed killing existing credits, making it easier to sell gas-powered vehicles. What is your read on the Biden administration's approach and what it's going to be?
Well, I guess what I'd start with is that I don't think this is an inherently partisan issue. I think certainly in the space of you know, kind of climate adjacent issues, this is probably the least partisan. So Lordstown Motor Company, who you guys know in your neck of the woods, you know, they were one that invited Vice President Pence for their plant opening. They actually brought the Endurance pickup to the White House. And at the second debate, Trump announced his strong support for EVs at the debate. I think in part it was because he'd taken his picture with the Endurance pickup 3 days earlier. So I think there is a, you know, kind of a breakthrough here where this, you know, sector doesn't fall into your typical partisan ruts that you might see other sectors fall into. So, you know, that being said, I think the Biden administration is going to provide us a lot of opportunities to, you know, go and precipitate this transition. And I think, you know, part of that is a environment where, you know, they're supporting emissions and performance standards that send the right market signal that transitioning to electrification is the future. Again, we can look at our, you know, friends and allies and foreign competitors and see that that's the case no matter what. But having an administration who's going to push that forward and signal to, you know, to industry that this is where we need to go, that's important. Also, you know, having support for consumer incentives. Again, we believe it should be a point of sale consumer incentive that a buyer would see, you know, it's on the hood. It's something they achieve the value of right away. In addition to some additional, you know, whether it's a trade-in or a legacy vehicle retirement, some additional credit for turning in a, you know, older, more polluting vehicle. So we think that's important. And then, you know, he's talked about, you know, deploying 500,000 public charging infrastructure investments, 500,000 units, but additional charging infrastructure across the country. And that is a huge boost to the space.
Electric vehicle sales represent about 2%, almost 3% of all sales at this point. Is that about right?
It may be a generous assessment. It's growing though. So I'll give you the scoop on where we want to be. So we want to be at 100% EV sales by 2030, and that's across the light, medium, and heavy duty sector. We want consumers to choose this. This is not something that we're, you know, demanding as a mandated outcome, but, you know, really you need to sequence the manufacturing, the charging infrastructure, and the consumer incentives to make this possible. And we're aspirational. That's a future that we could see. And we really, you know, we believe there's a win in it, not only for the consumer, but for economic development and job creation across the country. And that's something that I think that, you know, certainly after this last election that folks are pining for, I think everybody is going to be striving to tell a story that resonates with working class Americans. And I think you have to be able to show how are you going to be thinking creatively or, you know, shaping and deploying the public sector to improve people's lives. And this is a squarely an opportunity that I think that folks from both sides of the aisle can invest in and see leadership opportunity and solutions for Americans in.
What is Rivian's role in all this? I understand they're a founding member of your organization. Where do they kind of fit into what you're doing?
They are. I mean, we've got a host of EV companies that are in the manufacturer space, Rivian, Lordstown, Lucid, Tesla. So, you know, they're one of our founding manufacturers. And so what they're really doing is, you know, they're helping us get the policy right. So they're helping us both developing policy that we think will accelerate this transition, but then also leveraging their relationships and sophistication to, you know, get the advocacy right and really be strategic. And so, you know, that's relationships that they have in Congress. It's working with local leaders and making sure that everybody's coordinating to, you know, tell a similar story about what opportunity is out there if we make this transition possible and we electrify the transportation sector. And so, you know, it is a unique opportunity to be on the front end of something like this. And Rivian was, you know, one of the first to stand up and say, this is, you know, something we want to be a part of.
That Zero Emission Transportation Association Executive Director Joe Britton speaking with Ryan Denham. Britton says he has pre-ordered a Rivian vehicle himself. Rivian is making its electric trucks, vans, and SUVs at its Normal manufacturing plant.